Shalom. I want to tell you an amazing story that Rav Shmuel Zafrani personally witnessed about the righteousness of Rav Mordechai Eliyahu. So Rav Zafrani was flying with Rav Eliyahu from Israel to France for what was called a Yom Shekula Torah, a day fully immersed in teaching Torah, and it was about a five-hour flight. And both of them take out a Gemara, learning Bava Batra. And out of the corner of Rav Zafrani's eye, he sees that while he's still on Daf, the first page, you know, he's tired, distracted, eating a little bit, this and that, 2 hours into the flight, and the Rav has already learned 28 pages. 28 pages in 2 hours. And not only that, he's learning Rashi Tosfos. Middle of the, you know, the 28th page, he comes over to Rav Zafrani and says, oh, I have a question. And he explains the whole sugya, the whole topic. And Rav Zafrani comes up with a question, but the Rav knocks it down. He comes up with another suggestion. The Rav knocks it down. And so he says, well, what's the answer? And the Rav says, I don't know. You know, I didn't ask a rhetorical question. I really don't know. Anyways, they keep on going. No eating, no distractions. 50 pages of Gemara the Rav has learned. Unbelievable. Just quick pause. What inspired me about this story, first of all, is that I'm trying to make a siyum for the end of the army service, and we're just together, all of us, trying to do 33 dapim from Masechet Megillah over the course of 2 weeks. I myself maybe have 2 or 3 dapim, and it's taken a long time. It's not easy. So to imagine the ability to sit and just run through 50 pages, that is someone with super genius abilities and also super diligence. You must have learned it a couple of times before that, no doubt. Anyway, let's continue this story. So they finish and they go directly to the hotel, and they get there and the Rav immediately starts teaching, class after class after class, no breaks until midnight. They finally make it back to their hotel, and they're going to take a quick sleep because the Rav was very strict. He would always daven nates, always daven sunrise, and he would always wake up an hour and a half before sunrise, so he had to wake up at 3:30 in the morning. So at 12:30, they get a call. Someone's in the lobby. Who is in the lobby? I mean, if it was just a normal guy, they would have just said, listen, we're sleeping. But what happened was Egypt wanted to knock over a Jewish kvarim, Jewish graves. But Rav Eliyahu convinced them that it's not the right thing to do, and instead they should build a road on top of the graves, and that way they could still have their highway. And this man who was knocking at the hotel door had agreed to give the money to help pay for the bridge. So out of Hakarat HaTov, the Rav greeted the man and the secretary, of course. Afterwards, the man gave a check for an astronomical figure, and the secretary of Zafrani takes, you know, the money, takes the check, and shows it to the Rav. And the Rav says immediately, we don't need that. What are we going to do with that? And Zafrani says, no, we're going to give it to charities. We're going to give it to yeshivot. And he's obviously in the back of his head thinking maybe 10% for my yeshiva, etc. And the Rav says, absolutely not. No way. But no, you'll insult him. No way, we're not taking money. And he gives back the check. And the Rav explained that where there is money, there is dirt, there is filth. You're going to take money from him. More people are going to want to give you money. More people are going to want favors. He wants to make a donation to yeshiva. Let him give the donation directly. But we're not dealing with that. And that was the Rav Shita. Also, amazingly, parenthetically, right before I did this recording, I was learning the Gemara in Megillah, and I learned the Gemara in Daf Chav Ches, 28th page, which teaches, Sone Matanot Yechyeh. What's the secret to long life? Not being a person who accepts gifts. Being the type of person that only wants to give and doesn't want to receive. Of course, there are times when receiving is actually giving, but in any case, the Rav did not want to get involved with that. And let's just finish off. So then they wake up 3:30 in the morning, Davin's Nates, flies back to Israel, And the Rav is about to, you know, he actually takes a cab back to his home near Yerushalayim, while Rav Zafrani was going to take the bus to his home in Cholon. 15 minutes later, the cab comes back, and he says, "Harav, Rav Zafrani, I've thought of an answer to the question which I asked on the plane." He shared the answer, and with that, he went back to Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh. Amazing story. Now, we tell so many miracle stories about the Rav's unbelievable Ruach HaKodesh, but stories like this inspire me even more when we see the humility, the amazing diligence, and the love of Torah and straightness that made Rav Mordechai Eliyahu such a special person, which made him the type of person that could get all that Ruach HaKodesh. It wasn't stam. Okay, I want to tell you one more story about Rav Mordechai Eliyahu. So the Rav was for 2 months in very bad pain, and he was in Shari Tzedek Hospital, and his mashamish, his caretaker, Rav Susia, was trying to take care of him. When he wakes up and asks his caretaker, "What time is it?" And he says, "The time?" And he says, "What time is Nate's? What time is sunrise?" The Rav would always pray at sunrise, the best time to pray. And he said, "Well, at 5:40. He says, "Great, wake me up an hour and a half before that." And Rav Susia said, "Harav, what do you mean? I mean, an hour and a half before the Nates, you're sick. Do you know how much morphine they put you on? I mean, that's too much." And the Rav says, "No, I need an hour and a half. I need to prepare myself for prayer. I need to do Tikkun Chatzot." "Well, it's written, Yitkaber Ka'ari. You have to wake up like a lion to serve God. It's the first law in the Shulchan Aruch." Rav Susia just said, "Listen, if a lion would have as much morphine as the Rav got, he would sleep for a week straight." So the Rav, always sharp and on his feet, he said, "That's why it says you have to wake up like a lion, better than a lion. A lion will sleep sometimes, but a Jew, no matter what, gets up to wake up for Nates." And thus he did. He woke up, even in his painful situation, an hour and a half before sunrise to prepare for prayer. So again, something unbelievable. I've had this chus to be davening a lot of Nates, a lot of sunrises on the early morning shift here in the army. And it's incredible to have rabbis like Rav Mordechai Eliyahu showing us the way. Have a great day. I hope you enjoyed and were inspired by today's gadol story about Rav Mordechai Eliyahu from the book Avihem Shel Yisrael.